When it comes to hard work, there's one important rule. Pick the right tool for the right job. That's why Chevy offers a family of Silverado pickup trucks designed just for the job. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
On a phone line is one of the delegates for the DNC in Chicago. Timmy Knutson is actually a Chicagoan, 43rd Ward Alderman. Timmy, welcome to the show.
John, thank you so much for having me on.
Where's the 43rd Ward? So where do you represent?
Yep, so I get to represent the neighborhoods of Lincoln Park, the lakefront and the Gold Coast, and Old Town Triangle.
Have you been a DNC delegate before?
Never. This is my first convention I'm ever attending, and I'm super excited that it's in our hometown.
I understand that being in Chicago, maybe that gave you a leg up, but you're a member of the Illinois delegation. How did you get to be that?
Yeah, you know, John, you actually, you campaign. Everyone, when they went to vote this past election, had delegates that they were voting on based on their congressional district. So I'm a delegate for Illinois Congressional District number 5, represented by Congressman Mike Quigley. And there's a few of us for the congressional district, how it works. There's 6 of us. So excited to kind of a voice for the party from our home neighborhood.
This was an interesting, maybe not point of contention, but it was just a point that we all learned when Joe Biden stepped down, didn't we? That is, if you voted in the primary for Joe Biden, you were really voting for maybe Timmy Knutson to carry your vote, right?
You know, it's interesting. It was actually, the name Timmy Knutson was on the ballot for Democratic delegate, District 5. And at that point, we weren't fully pledged to a candidate. But I hear what you're saying. And when people went and vote in the primary, it would have been Biden-Harris. So,
well, then did you eventually pledge? I mean, technically, Joe Biden, well, I guess this is all beside the point because you've already, it sounds right. Like Joe Biden has officially stepped down and Kamala Harris is the official candidate. But in theory, you could have voted for anybody, right?
In theory, right. I was a verbal pledge to President Biden when I was, quote unquote, running for delegate. I was definitely running as a Biden delegate, supporting his ticket. And then when he announced that he would not be running again, within a matter of hours, I went to social media and our email list and just said, hey, I'm officially pledging to Vice President Harris's ticket, and I can't wait to fight for these next 100 days.
What are you hearing about what's going to happen inside the convention center, inside the United Center?
You know, John, it's so unique. As someone who's never done this before, there's still so much yet to be known. I know we have United Center duties for 4 nights straight, Monday through Thursday. We're going to be hearing from speakers that represent really the future of our party. I think that this election right now is looking at what's the future of our country, what's the future of our party, and let's lift up some younger, newer leadership. So I'm so excited. I think the Democrats just have an incredible bench. And on a personal level, I'm going to be networking with as many delegates as I can. Really, party leaders from 50 states and territories are in Chicago, in our hometown, for this. So, you know, I'll be making the most of it, trying to meet a lot of good people.
They're not going to do the roll call, though. They're not going to say, Madam Chairman, the people from Illinois. They're not going to do that, right?
I believe we will in a symbolic way. I think what you're hitting on is that we have already nominated Vice President Harris as the candidate.
Yeah, there will be a roll call, but that won't be the official nomination process, which is either part of the pageantry of the thing or it's ridiculous the way those people carry on. But I guess there will be a roll call of the states, right?
Yeah, you know, I think the carrying on is important. It's you know, shrouded in tradition of the party, and really it's an exciting rally moment for these next, what do we have, 84 days. We need this momentum to continue, and the convention is going to be such a peak of the momentum to bring Vice President Harris into office.
What are you thinking or hearing about the protesters, particularly the Palestinian Americans who want to get into the ear of people like you? What's your thought about all of that?
Yeah, you know, the protest plan has been in the works for really the past year. Even from a Chicago City Council perspective, we've been working with the Chicago Police Department for the past year to make a tight security plan. What I would say is at any international event like this, we always knew, even before the Middle East conflict, that this would attract protesters from all around. And of course, in Chicago, we know that even more than any other city because of our historic conventions and the protests that have happened. You know, I believe everyone has a right to peacefully protest. And I think that there's going to be a lot of good activism in our city that's hopefully healthily done. You know, I am not totally up to date on where the permitted space is for the protesters, but my hope is that their message is coming across while the convention is totally being respected. Because right now, we as a party really need to come together and say, hey, you know, we know there's issues. We know there's issues that need to be sorted out, and this is the ticket that can do it. If we lift up the other ticket, the Donald Trump side, then we're all being hurt by that. So my hope is that we come together and that a lot of the anticipation around large-scale protests is just something that is gone through healthily.
Joe Biden may have made a decision for you easier in that he steps down from the candidacy. Would you have voted for him even though his campaign was wobbling?
Yes. You know, I strongly supported President Biden when all signs pointed to him still running again. Again, I ran as a verbal Biden delegate because that was the candidate at the time. And I think what a legacy he has to show, really the selflessness of handing on the baton to the next generation. We've got now in VP Harris a young candidate. I mean, the difference couldn't be any starker between the vice president and Donald Trump. And then even the vice president candidate, Tim Walz, and J.D. Vance, it's just so distinct, almost incredibly so.
I take your point, and I'm not arguing with you at all, although I would maybe say that the candidacy was wrestled away from him rather than him graciously handing it off to Kamala Harris. And I wonder if you think that Kamala is, in fact, a better candidate than the person you originally pledged to.
I'm excited for President Biden. He's going to be speaking on Monday, and I think it's going to be just a really emotional speech. You know, the behind the scenes of it all, I don't think anybody has an actual view on what happened. I think people have a lot of theories. But what I'll say is with the candidate that we have right now, Vice President Harris, I don't think there's anyone in the country that can really create the momentum that she did so quickly. I mean, the way that she's commanded this candidacy, I don't think we've seen since President Obama was a candidate. And we as a party really need to own and lean into that to get people to show up to vote in the swing states.
Well, that sure seems to be the case. And I don't recall a vice presidential candidate adding so much energy to a ticket before. Well,
right.
I'll go back and say that maybe Sarah Palin was, at least at first, a great spark for John McCain's campaign, but we know how that turned out. But Walz has really been an interesting addition, right?
And how cool, and what a great decision by VP Harris, as he was, you know, relatively unknown. But what I love about him, I think, is what so many people do, is he's so Midwestern, right? Like, you know, everything about him is sincerely Midwest, and that speaks to someone who feels sincerely Midwestern. And I think that adds to the ticket incredibly in strategic ways. You know, we've got to carry Wisconsin. We've got to carry Michigan. We've got to carry Pennsylvania. But also the authentic relationship between the two of them, the videos they're putting out on social media, the speeches together, they just like each other. And turns out in politics, we can fight to win and at the same time have fun and spread joy to the country. I think that's something that people forget all the time. And Tim Walz is really adding to that element.
Alderman Timmy Knutson from Chicago's 43rd Ward and a delegate. Big week coming up. Nice to talk to you, Timmy. Thanks for joining us today.
You too. Thanks so much.